So what are some good ways for parents, I guess, to promote pre-literacy skills, to give kids the best chance at improving their literacy?
Well, fortunately, what parents can do, and I'd also add in there anyone else involved with the child, family, other family members, childcare workers, is just immerse the child in a really rich verbal environment, meaning lots of conversation, chat, very naturalistic situations, and really importantly, lots of opportunities to engage in shared book reading in a very enjoyable way rather than in a teaching way. So just enjoying books, having books around, even parents having books on their bedside table, we know is really helpful, just having books at home. But then sitting with children, sharing in the book reading, not necessarily just to go from the beginning to the end of the book, but just enjoying the process, talking about things in the book rather than just having to read all of the text, just discussing things like turning the page, identifying that there's some squiggles, which are actually letters or words, just talking about the print. So there's lots and lots that parents and anyone else can do to really build children's love of reading, just to understand how books work, and very importantly, being in a rich verbal environment, just lots of talk when you're doing just day-to-day things like hanging the washing, just commenting on what's around the child. Both the verbal and that shared book reading are really valuable skills.
I mean, we see children, obviously, they do pick up a great deal from the world around them, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Mm. In terms of this one, it sounds like you're aiming at less kind of structure around the way that they are learning or being taught these skills.
Certainly I'd agree with that in the preschool years. There's an important distinction to be made. We know that as humans we are pre-wired to learn to communicate, to learn to speak, listen. That just happens naturally just by being in verbal environments. We all have that innate skill. We are not pre-wired to learn to become literate, to read, to spell, to write. That's an imposed skill on our language system, and that's why we really promote rich verbal environments for children prior to school. So we know that children have to be taught to learn to read and spell and do all those things, and I would put that in the domain of what schools are required to do. That's the role of the teacher. That's what they're trained to do. So parents and carers can do a lot to prepare the child by, as I said, lots and lots of talk, verbal talk, lots of engaging with print, but the teaching and the learning which children need had to have specific instruction will happen at school, but the children that arrive at school with fabulous spoken skills, with lots of experience with books, just to know how it works, to know that there's a story, there's a beginning, a middle and end, all of those things around literacy and literature will be much, much better positioned to just take on the instruction that occurs in school than children who maybe don't have such a rich experience in their preschool years.
I suppose that leads into my next question. I mean, your experience as a speech pathologist, obviously focusing around children's communication, the way in which they communicate, and we can see building communication skills obviously very important for, for those kinds of group learning. But for a child's own self-development, I guess, does it help them wrap their head around concepts a little bit easier just within themselves?
I just want to clarify that question. You mean having a good language base so that if good language means that they can wrap their heads around concepts easily?
Exactly, yeah.
Yep, unquestionably, yes. The more knowledge we have, and, language is such a vehicle for gaining knowledge about the world, just how things work, building our vocab. So absolutely, yes to that question.
Now, I'm lucky enough to have two gorgeous little nieces myself, and my sister is a very avid reader. So you can see that kind of love, I guess, being transferred down from her to the kids. They're great fans of books. But for those parents that don't necessarily have that natural connection to the world of reading, they're more invested, I'm not going to be critical, but in their phones or in television or the like of that, what might they do to best get started on these kinds of things?
Yeah, it's a very, very good question. And, in our contemporary world, that is a very common scenario. People still have to be true to themselves. And if reading is not necessarily a person's favourite thing to do, that's okay. We can't change who we are. But just trying to incorporate books, and they can be e-books, they can be books on iPads and so forth, can still get all of the same benefits, just making some little effort to incorporate that into just some of daily activities. For example, taking the child to a book reading session at the library, or just going to a library, just going to a bookshop and wandering, just exposure. There doesn't have to be any formal teaching, nor does there have to be any guilt if reading is not a parent's big thing. But just, I guess, I'd encourage parents to just make just a little bit more of an effort just about books, because that we know is really important, and it's actually easy to do. It's not the teaching that we really put in the domain of school teachers. Just incorporate some sort of, you know, just upping just a fraction concepts and talk about books and how, you know, good stories and so forth, just into everyday conversations.
Well, Tania, that sounds fabulous. Do appreciate your time. Thanks very much for coming on with us.
Thank you very much.